This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Avatar: The Way of Water earned $435 million in its opening around the world, but it stumbled hard in China. Despite a $120 million prediction in the world's second biggest movie-going marketplace, it earned just $57 million. It's the latest example of a big Hollywood movie underperforming in China. Maybe it was too watered down. With the spectacular success of the hit series Wednesday, Netflix is looking into some Addams Family spin-offs. With Tim Burton as producer, Wednesday has some brilliant examples of dark comedy, with the show star Jenna Ortega delivering an outstanding performance as Wednesday Addams. But do we really need a series about Lurch?
You rang.
Megan Thee Stallion's former bodyguard, a key witness in the case against Tory Lanez, has vanished ahead of her scheduled appearance in court. Justin Edison, a former member of the rapper's security squad, is slated to testify next week in the ongoing assault trial against Lanez for allegedly shooting Megan in the foot in 2020. The LAPD is investigating. Things could get savage. Sharon Osbourne was hospitalized after suffering a medical emergency while on set for a new paranormal TV show featuring her kids called Jack and Kelly Osbourne Night of Terror. The former talk co-host, 70, fell ill while filming at the Glen Tavern Inn in Santa Paula, California. Ozzy said, "Sharon, is Paula one of our kids?" Tom Cruise wished fans happy holidays mid-air while skydiving during filming of Mission Impossible. "And I didn't want the year to end without thanking you all for coming out to the theaters, and thank you for supporting Top Gun Maverick," the actor said in the clip before jumping out of a plane. Mission Impossible 7 premieres July 14th. Show off. Tristan Thompson will pay Merrily Nichols nearly $10,000 per month in child support for their one-year-old son, Theo, after settling their paternity lawsuit. The basketball player remains an unsigned free agent. While Nichols has sole custody, a visitation schedule will be determined at a later date. Hey Tristan, it's Theo's birthday.
Who?
Machine Gun Kelly, 32, posted a photo of a group of leeches crawling over his bare stomach, captioning it, "My best friends." Yep. Though leeches can aid a wide range of health issues, including inflammation, bleeding, nervous system abnormalities, skin diseases, and more, they can also drain your bank accounts, especially the bloodsuckers in Hollywood. Henry Cavill announced a massive new project with his girlfriend Natalie Viscuso after he departed the Superman franchise. Viscuso works for Vertigo, which makes flying props for films and television, and together they made a production deal with Amazon Prime to bring the popular game Warhammer to film. Cavill hopes this will turn into a new franchise and tons of cash. Robert De Niro said he's doing okay following the early morning burglary at his rented Manhattan townhouse. Serial thief Shanice Avalez, 30, has been charged in the incident. When asked about the crime, the 79-year-old Oscar winner breezed past reporters, firing back, "You can read about it in the paper." And I thought for sure he was going to say, "You talking to me?"
Idiot of the Week!
Nick Cannon has a 12th child on the way and is struggling to keep up with them all and balance his career. The Masked Singer host said, quote, "It's always the biggest guilt on me that I don't get to spend enough time with all my children. I'm just spread thin," unquote. No, what's spread thin is your brain, Cannon. Idiot. Terry Hall, who helped create one of the defining sounds of post-punk Britain as lead singer of The Specials, has died. He was 63. The band called him our beautiful friend, brother, and one of the most brilliant singers, songwriters, and lyricists this country has ever produced. Their best-known songs are Ghost Town, Gangsters, and A Message to You, Rudy. R.I.P. Eagles member Vince Gill and his wife, Christian recording artist Amy Grant, announced that they're hosting a same-sex wedding for Amy's niece on their farm. That's upset conservative pastor Franklin Graham, son of the late evangelical Billy Graham, who said, quote, God's word is clear that homosexuality is sin, unquote. Jeez, that's taking it to the limit. While Wednesday remained a strong performer, the big story this week remains the Royal Rumble that has emerged from the debut of Harry and Meghan. Yep. Initial viewership of the premiere was so impressive, it's become the top streaming show. The premiere of Harry and Meghan was double the viewership in the U.S. of the season 5 premiere of The Crown.
Ooh, do tell!
Paul Stanley says Kiss's legacy will live on beyond the last date of their End of the Road world tour. He said, quote, if we were wearing sneakers and t-shirts and jeans, we could do this into our 90s. But we're carrying around 30, 40, 50 pounds of gear on stage and making it look easy, unquote. Gene Simmons said, yes, there's still money on that table.
The Trash Bin.
The promoter behind Azalea Banks' chaotic Australian tour has slammed her as the most disgraceful client they've ever worked with. The trip was plagued from the start with last-minute show cancellations, buried sets, and social media tirades culminating in Banks' assurance she would never step foot on Australian shores again. Sounds like that's fine by them.
The news wrap-up.
Apple will begin producing some MacBooks in Vietnam as it ships from China. The NFL made a deal with YouTube to begin exclusively airing its Sunday Ticket subscription service for $2.5 billion. The U.S. Postal Service bought 66,000 electric vehicles to cut emissions. Elon Musk said he would resign as CEO of Twitter as soon as he finds someone stupid enough to run the company. Then why were you stupid enough to buy it?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avatar: The Way of Water is still tops of the box office.
The number one album.
SZA's SOS is the best-selling album for the second week.
The number one app.
Candy Crush Saga continues to crush.
The number one book.
The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama is still the best-selling nonfiction book.
SZA never thought her sophomore album SOS would get a big response. She said, quote, I never thought in a million years that people would like it. My dad's visiting right now with my mom. Everybody came down to make sure I didn't lose my mind if the album went bad once it came out. And now we're just hanging out because it didn't go badly, unquote. Initially, SZA was thinking to delay the album's release, but then she just thought, oh, let's get it over with. She said, quote, if people hate it, me and my family could move to India and we'd live on an ashram and take a vow of silence, unquote. Well, there's no reason to move to India. Her album is a big hit and she's the number one Spotify artist right now. Here's SZA with the song of the week. Nobody gets me.
Took me out to the ballet. You proposed, I went on the road. You was feeling empty, so you left me. Now I'm stuck dealing with a deadbeat. If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I wouldn't take me back. I pretend when I'm with a man, it's you. When I know that it's too late, I don't wanna lose what's left of you.
SZA with the song of the week, Nobody Gets Me. Happy holidays from everyone here at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.